Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 74. And we'll read the summary as well as texts 1 and 2. Chapter 74, the deliverance of Shishupal at the Rajasuya sacrifice. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna received the honor of first worship during the Rajasuya sacrifice and how he killed Shishupal. After glorifying Lord Krishna, King Yudhishthir selected qualified brahmanas such as Bharadwaj, Gautama and Vasishta to serve as the priests of the Rajasuya sacrifice. Then many exalted guests of all the four social orders arrived to see the sacrificial performance. As the sacrifice proceeded, the ritual of first worship had to be performed, and the members of the assembly were called upon to decide who would receive this honor. Sahadev spoke up, "Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is indeed the most exalted person, for he himself comprises all the deities worshipped by Vedic sacrifice. In his role as a super soul in the heart, he arranges for everyone in the universe to engage in his particular kind of work, and by his mercy alone, human beings can perform various kinds of pious activities and receive the resultant benefits. One who worships him worships all living entities. Surely Lord Krishna should be worshipped first." Nearly everyone in the assembly agreed with Sahadev's proposal and loudly congratulated him. Thus, King Yudhishthir happily worshipped Lord Krishna. After bathing his feet, the king took the wash water and sprinkled it on his head, and his wives, younger brothers, ministers, and relatives also sprinkled that water on their heads. Then everyone shouted, "All victory, all victory," and bowed down to Lord Krishna as flowers rained down from above. Shishupal, however, could not tolerate this worship and glorification of Sri Krishna. He stood up from his seat and harshly rebuked the wise elders for choosing Krishna to be worshipped first. "After all," he said, "this Krishna is outside the system of Vedic social and spiritual orders and the society of respectable families. He follows no principles of religion and has no good qualities." Even as Shishupal continued to blaspheme him in this way, Lord Krishna remained silent. But many members of the assembly covered their ears and quickly left the hall, while the Pandava brothers raised their weapons and prepared to kill Shishupal. Lord Krishna stopped them from attacking, however, and instead used his Sudarshan disc to decapitate the offender. At that moment, an effulgent spark of light rose out of Shishupal's dead body and entered the transcendental body of Lord Krishna. Having lived through three births as the enemy of the Lord, Shishupal now attained the liberation of Sayujya, merging into him, by dint of his constant meditation on him. King Yudhishthir then distributed profuse gifts to the respected guests of the assembly and to the priests, and finally he executed the purificatory oblations known as a Payaschitta Homa, which counteract errors made during the sacrifice. Yudhishthir's Rajasuya sacrifice having now been completed, Lord Krishna took his leave from the king and set off for Dwarka in the company of his wives and ministers. Duryodhan could not bear to see this abundant manifestation of King Yudhishthir's prosperity, But apart from him, everyone happily praised the glories of the Rajasuya sacrifice and of the Lord of all sacrifices, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So text one, we can all read together, and then we will do responsibly text two. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evam Yudhishthiro Raja Jarasandha Vadham Vibho Krishnasya Chanubhavam Tam Shutva Pritastama Bravid. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus heard of the killing of Jarasandha and also of Almighty Krishna's wonderful power, King Yudhishthir addressed the Lord as follows with great pleasure. Please repeat. Shri Yudhishthir Vacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Bhajanti Durlabham Labdva. Shira Saivanu Shasanam. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Vahanti Durlabham Labdva. Shirasai Vanushasanam. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Vahanti Durlabham Labdva. Shirasai Vanushasanam. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Ullabam Madhva. Shirasai Vanushasanam. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Vahanti Durlabham Labdva. Shirasai Vanushasanam. Ladies. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Sarve Loka Maheshwara. Students. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yesyus Trailokya Gurava. Word for word, Sri Yudhishthira Vacha. Sri Yudhishthira said, Yea, who, Sue, there are, Trilokya, of the three worlds, Guravaha, spiritual masters, Sarve, all, Lokaha, the inhabitants of the planets, Maha Ishvaraha, and the great controlling demigods, Vahanti, they carry, Durlabham, rarely obtained, Labdva, having obtained, Shirasa, on their heads, Eva, indeed, Anushasanam, your command. Translation. Sri Yudhishthira said, all the exalted spiritual masters of the three worlds, together with the inhabitants and rulers of the various planets, carry on their heads your command, which is rarely obtained. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada renders Maharaj Yudhishthira's statement as follows. My dear Krishna, O eternal form of bliss and knowledge, all the exalted directors of the affairs of this material world, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Indra, are always anxious to receive and carry out orders from you, and whenever they are fortunate enough to receive such orders, they immediately take them and keep them in their hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Srinivarvaho Prabhupati Namine Sri Sri Vindati Vidhira Padapanka Jarayani Prabhupada Nuvaraya Namaha Sri Virabhahade Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Viranta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavari Paschata Deshitani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this is a description, it says, deliverance of Shishupal and the performance of the Rajasuya sacrifice. So everyone was very happy when Sahadev of course was the son of, who knows, among the children. We already asked this question before. The son of Jarasandha. He was the son of Jarasandha, but he was also a very saintly person, despite he was the son of a demon, in one sense, He was also very learned, so he knew everything about Krishna, so he was explaining. So he was proclaiming Krishna to be the best of everyone there. Rajasuya sacrifice. Raja means king. So they were, it was as if they were trying to find out who the king was. Rajasuya, trying to find the king, in this country they vote for the president. So they are voting here for the king. So most people, except two of them, wanted Krishna to be the head, the Raja, like the king. Who are those two people? Do you remember? Anybody remembers? Yes, go. Gauranga. He said Duryodhan and Shishupal. Is that true? Duryodhan and Shishupal. Who says it's true? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, actually, this is mentioned here in the summary that those two were actually not in favor of Krishna becoming the head, the number one to be worshipped. So, Shishupal, of course, it is mentioned in one of these purports here that this is his third birth. He came before two times. Do you remember what he was? What were his names before among the students? He came first time as whom? Not you again, Gauranga. Let's see if anyone else. I like to call the children's names in class, because sometimes I hear Srila Prabhupada disciples, they are speaking about a photo that took, you know, many years ago. And they say, were you there? I think you were there. I remember Prabhupada mentioning your name. And so I'm thinking that, you know, maybe 10, 15 years from now, these children, they'll probably go look back at these classes that were mentioned in Alachua, Florida. And they may feel happy that their names were called out in class, and they identify with ISKCON and the movement and how they were in Gurukul and so forth. So these are good remembrances to have. Yeah, who would like to say? Yes. Kamala? What's your name? Lakshmi. Kumbhakarna was the brother of Ravana was the first one. Was his brother you're talking about? Ravana. So there was Ravana and who else? Who was the other one after? Let's see. Yeah, there was Ravana and who was the next one? Yeah, tell us, what's your name? Right. Somebody tell me her name. Lali Sumati, what do you say? Vibhishan? No, Vibhishan was a good guy. Vibhishan was a good brother of Ravana. Anyone else? Yes, what's your name? Ananya. Hiranyakashipu, I think Hiranyakashipu was first, right? Hiranyakashipu was first, then there was Ravan, and now he became Shishupala. Was it? Is that the right order? I think so. So at first, the two brothers were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and then there was Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishan was the good brother. He came over on Lord Ram's side. And then they were going to come again, because they wanted to come in Lord Chaitanya's pastime. They wanted to take part in the Sankirtan movement. So they came again as whom? They came as two demons, Jagai and Madhai. And what's your name, Prabhu? Vishnu. So even though they were demons, they were actually devotees. So I thought I'll speak a little bit about these different sacrifices. This is a Rajasuya sacrifice. A sacrifice, I looked it up on the internet. And one description given is, um, Sacrifice is the offering of food, objects, or the lives of animals for a higher purpose, in particular divine beings, as an act of propitiation or worship. While sacrifice often implies ritual killing, the term offering can be used for bloodless sacrifices of cereal, food, or artifacts. Srila Prabhupada describes sacrifice as, factually, it says in 425 purport, Bhagavad Gita, factually, sacrifice means to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This is the real meaning of sacrifice. Who is also known as yajna. The Sanskrit word for sacrifice is yajna. All the different varieties of sacrifice can be placed within two primary divisions. Anyone can say what they are? Sacrifice can be placed in two primary divisions. Actually, there are three, but he mentioned two, and then he would describe the third one. First one is those who sacrifice, the sacrifice of worldly possessions is the first one. And the sacrifice in pursuit of transcendental knowledge. So you can sacrifice for material things and material happiness, or you can sacrifice for the pursuit of spiritual life, for transcendental knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada continues to describe, those who are in Krishna consciousness sacrifice all material possessions for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, while others who want some temporary material happiness sacrifice their material possessions to satisfy demigods such as Indra, the sun god, etc. for material possessions. And who could guess the third one? What is the other group of people that are out there looking for God or looking for something higher? The impersonalists. So Srila Prabhupada said, and others who are impersonalists sacrifice their identity by merging into the existence of impersonal Brahman. Now, there are many different types of sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures. And most of them are actually not allowed. They're prohibited in the age of Kali. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 17, text 164. It says, Ashwamedam gavalambam sanyasam palapaitrikam devarena sutotpattim kalau pancha vivarjayet. This verse means, in this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden. The offering of a horse in sacrifice, Ashwamedha. Ashwamedha, so you remember the word Ashwamedham, sacrifice, which is the offering of a horse. Then the offering of a cow in sacrifice, Gava Lambam. Gava means cow, sacrifice of cows. Then the other sacrifice is the acceptance of the order of sannyas. This is also forbidden in the age of Kali. However, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we find many sannyasis going around the world, traveling continuously, giving the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone. So someone might ask, well, how is that? How is it that we have sannyasis in our movement and they are forbidden? So because we follow Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada allowed it, even though it is not accepted or allowed, he allowed it because for the preaching work to go on, Srila Prabhupada, he had a very important task to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And so he himself took sannyas, even though he didn't want to. Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned how it was dreadful for him to take sannyas. He didn't want to, but he was almost forced by his guru and others. So only because of parampara, following guru and what their desire is for us, that we follow the order taking sannyas. Then the next one is the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers. In the past, this used to be done, but this is forbidden now. And the last one is a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. So this is also forbidden. So these types of yajnas, these types of sacrifices are forbidden in this age. But who among the children could tell me what sacrifice is allowed in this age, or should be done, or must be done in this age? Someone else. Goranga. Who can tell what sacrifice? What yajna are we performing in this age? No, none of his children can tell? Yes, Nishta. Chanting of the holy name, which is also called Sankirtan Yajna. The chanting of the holy names of the Lord. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna people. We are the Hare Krishna people. So the Sankirtan Yajna must be performed. There was a time, actually very nice history of how Pitu Maharaj was going to do his 100th. He already did 99 horse sacrifices. Indra, Lord Indra, King of Heaven, he did 100. And he didn't want Pritu Maharaj to do 100 and be equal to him. So he stole the horse. The way it is done, the horse is allowed to roam, and then whichever king would like to fight, they would catch the horse. But in this case, Indra stole the horse. So there was a problem. And in the fourth canto, 20th chapter of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada said something very interesting. This is the translation. It says, as King Indra was standing by, he became ashamed of his own activities and fell down before King Pritu to touch his lotus feet. But Pritu Maharaj immediately embraced him in great ecstasy and gave up all envy against him for his having stolen the horse meant for the sacrifice. Lord Indra, the King of Heaven, has stolen the horse. And Maharaj Pritu didn't actually fight. So, in the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada said, this is a very interesting purport. There are many cases in which a person becomes an offender to the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and later becomes repentant. Here also we find that although the King of Heaven, Indra, was so powerful that he accompanied Lord Vishnu, he felt himself a great offender for stealing Pritu Maharaj's horse that was meant for sacrifice. An offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is never excused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many instances illustrating this fact. Ambarish Maharaj was offended by Durvasa Muni, a great sage and mystic yogi. And Durvasa also had to fall down at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Indra decided to fall down at the lotus feet of King Pritu, but the king was so magnanimous, a Vaishnava, that he did not want Maharaj Indra to fall down at his feet. Instead, King Pritu immediately picked him up and embraced him. And both of them forgot all the past incidents. Both King Indra and Maharaj Pritu were envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnavas or servants of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. This is also a first-class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In the present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished without finishing the mission of human life. There is a great need to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in the world, so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious toward one another, because of their being Krishna conscious, such rivalry, competition, and envy can be adjusted without difficulty. So here we see a very good example of how one can fix different problems of the world, especially difficulties that one may have with someone else. There's always, in the material world, in the age of Kali, there's always quarrel and hypocrisy and so many things going on. So this envy, you see how magnanimous was King Prithu in dealing with someone who has offended him. In the summary, it is described that there is Bharadwaj, Gautama, and Vashishta. I would just like to say who these personalities are. Bharadwaj, he is one of the seven great sages of the seven rishis, and he was present at the time of the birth of Arjuna. This powerful rishi sometimes undertook severe penances on the shore of the Ganges, and his ashram is still celebrated at Prayag Dham. Prayag is the confluence of the three rivers. And the seven great rishis are Kashyapa, Atri Muni, Kashyapa, Atri, Vashishta, Vishwamitra, Gautama, Jamadagni, and Bharadwaj. Gautama, he was the husband of the famous Ahalya, who turned into stone when Indradev, the king of heaven, molested her. Ahalya was delivered by Lord Amachandra. Gautama was the grandfather of Kripacharya, one of the heroes of the battle of Kurukshetra. And Vashishta, the great celebrated sage among the Brahmins, well known as the Brahmarshi Vashishta Dev. He is a prominent figure in both the Ramayana and Mahabharata periods. He celebrated the coronation ceremony of the personality of Godhead Sri Ram. He was present also on the battle of Kurukshetra. He could approach all the higher and lower planets, and his name is also connected to the history of Hiranyakashipu. There was a great tension between him and Vishwamitra, who wanted his Kamadenu, wish-fulfilling cow. Vashishta Muni refused to spare his Kamadenu, and for this Vishwamitra killed his 100 sons. As a perfect Brahmana, he tolerated all the taunts of Vishwamitra. Once he tried to commit suicide on account of Vishwamitra's torture. Just see how magnanimous and how tolerant he was. He was willing to not fight back, but to take his own life, just to get rid of the problem. But all his attempts were unsuccessful. He jumped from a hill, but the stones on which he fell became a stack of cotton, and thus he was saved. So Krishna is actually saving him because he was such a great devotee. He jumped into the ocean, but the waves washed him ashore. He jumped into the river, but the river also washed him ashore. Thus all his suicide attempts were unsuccessful. He's also one of the seven rishis and husband of Arundhati, the famous star. These sacrifices are described very early, actually, in Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It is described that in the beginning, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods with sacrifices for Vishnu. And he blessed them by saying, "Be thou happy by such yajna, sacrifice, because by performing it, this will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation." These are the things that people pursue in life, to become happy and to become liberated from all the suffering of the world. So here is the formula for forgetting all these things. Saha yagya prajashrishtva puruvacha prajapati anena pasavishyadvam esha vyosthishta kamadhuk. And then the next verse describes the demigods being pleased by sacrifices will also please you, and thus by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. That is such a nice saying. Prosperity will reign for all. So, by these sacrifices, and of course, in Hare Krishna movement, our sacrifice is the Sankirtan sacrifice, Sankirtan Yajna. So I'll stop there. If you have any questions or comments? Arirepo.
I like Prabhupada's other definition of sacrifice. He said it makes sacred. It makes sacred.
Makes sacred. Right?
Also. Also, I was thinking about the turmoil of the Kali Yuga, and as Prabhupada said so many times, that it's brought about by envy that we have within us, unfortunately, this envious nature. And I was talking to some devotees last night, we were talking about that, and I was thinking that one of the ways to evolve or transcend envy is to carry in the heart forgiveness. And I know for myself, Mahatma Prabhu has put together several tapes and done many, many talks about forgiveness. And he really goes into depth about that. He really takes it apart and looks at it. And it's just a nice thing that we can all benefit from.
Thank you. Yeah, forgiveness has to come from the heart. Sometimes we say, oh, I forgive you. But I know sometimes I still feel it inside. You know, the pain is still there. I forgive you, but the pain is still there. So it has to actually come from the heart. It has to actually, you actually feel that you don't have. And I think more than that is the understanding and the consciousness that I am a servant of Krishna. And here is another servant of Krishna who wants to serve the Lord. And my understanding who each person is, and just understanding my own turmoil, my own difficulties of following, my own understanding of who Krishna is, and I am a servant of the Lord, and I must serve Him, and my inadequacy of actually serving the Lord properly, and understanding my own position. And how sinful I am, then it's easier to forgive others. Should we come, please?
So, Prithu decided not to, or he was convinced by the Lord not to do 100 or sacrifices. He said, since Indra does not want him to do it, then better don't do it. He's king of heaven. So he did 99 whole sacrifices. Earlier you mentioned that Sahadev was the son of Jarasandha, or he was the Pandava Sahadev?
Yeah, he is one of the Pandava. There was another Sahadev who is also a Pandava.
Yeah, but wasn't the Pandava Sahadev spoke up?
No, this was the son of Jarasandha.
Is it mentioned somewhere?
Well, this is how it started off by saying, let's see what it says. As the sacrifice proceeded, the ritual of first worship had to be performed, and the members of the assembly were called upon to decide who would receive this honor. Sahadeva spoke up, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is indeed the most exalted person. Previously, it was described that Sahadeva was put in position. No? Wasn't him?
No.
My fault.
I think it's the Pandava, because...
The sage is back here. Can you say something?
It's the Pandava
Sahadeva. Okay.
The sage says Pandava.
Okay, my mistake. Oh, that's how he was looking. Okay. Sorry? Mother Lakshmani said later on it was said in Krishna book that it was Sahari of the Pandava who did that, who said. Take the microphone.
It's just the young boy, what does he know about anything, you know, and he refers.
Sahari was young. Okay, anybody else? All right. So we'll end there. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.